Radio Thanksgiving Classics that include those radio stars as well as Father Knows Best and The Life of Riley. Hear these old-time radio Thanksgiving Classics Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. and Friday at noon from Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 49 and clear. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 40s. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 6 a.m.
Because our regularly scheduled program was not available at broadcast time, we bring you the following special presentation.
This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Hello, everyone. This is Joanne Seiler coming to you from Mind's Eye with this week's People Magazine, the week of November 23rd. This time is going so fast this fall. This week's cover, it's a special double issue, has a great picture of Michael B. Jordan. He was named 2020's Sexiest Man Alive. He's sitting there with a cream-colored shirt on and striped trousers and very self-assured. It was taken November 30th, 2020. He reveals the secret to his confidence. Also in this issue, the other sexy guys who helped us get through the year and the legacy of John Belushi. What a difference 7 years can make. In 2013, then 26-year-old actor Michael B. Jordan was featured in People's first annual Ones to Watch portfolio for his critically acclaimed performance in that year's film, Fruitvale Station. That boy, woo, he was wild, says Jordan of his younger self. If I could, I would tell him to fully believe in yourself and work harder. Today, the actor who oozed charm and confidence at his socially distanced cover shoot in October has put in the work to land in a string of blockbuster hits, including chiseling his body to carry on the boxing legacy of Apollo Creed's son, Adonis, in 2015's Creed, and portraying Black Panther's ruthless villain, Eric Killmonger, in 2018. Now at 33, he can add Sexiest Man Alive to his growing list of accolades. It's a cool feeling, says the actor, who will next star as a CIA operative in Tom Clancy's Without Remorse. You know, everybody always made that joke, like, Mike, this is the one thing you're probably not going to get, he says, but it's a good club to be part of. From his unflappable determination, his company, Outlier Society Productions, was the first to adopt an inclusion rider, which mandates that filmmakers enlist a diverse cast and crew, to his deep love for his family, as well as cooking, cars, and video games. The single star continues to make his mark on the world, especially this year during the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter movement. I think there's a time and a place for everything, he says. I've been picking my moments to make the most impact. We can all take action, big or small, to help create the change we want to see. Who in your circle would be the most excited to hear you're being given the crown? Probably my mom, Donna. I think when my grandmother was alive, the issue is something that she collected. I think a lot of the older women in my family are proud of this one. When you think back to your childhood, did you ever experience an awkward phase? I had a chipped tooth phase. My friends and I were slap boxing in the driveway and the tooth went flying. And growing my hair out, it was always that awkward stage between a low cut and getting braids. Like every time you get out of the car, the back of your head is matted down. where you sleep and you've got this little weird high top thing going on. Yeah, I had all that. How would you describe yourself in high school? I went to Arts High School in Newark, and my mom worked there, too. I tried to have as much of a normal high school life as I could and still try to be a working actor. I ran track, played on the basketball team. I was a little mischievous, little rebellious. What got you into trouble? It was always easy because my mom was right downstairs. One time we skipped school and I said I had to go to New York for an audition, so that was a cakewalk. We did go to New York to play basketball, so I wasn't completely lying. Do you remember your punishment? I think my dad might have hijacked the PlayStation and took it from me. And at that age, that was like life or death. Even now it's a big deal, actually. And he laughs. What's the secret to your confidence today? Fully realizing that you can't make everybody happy. You can have all the good intentions in the world, and you'll still get controversy or some type of negativity thrown your way. Sometimes you've just got to trust the universe, you know? You've got to just believe in yourself and do what you feel is really right. I think that adds up and builds confidence. Do you read comments about yourself online? I think with social media, every once in a while, it's human nature and you can't help it. I've gotten better at not reading them or laughing them off. There's no defeating the internet. Once you understand that, you can kind of take things in stride. It'll be a news cycle. It's like clockwork. What's the biggest misconception about you? That I still live with my parents. I moved them out from Jersey and into the first house that I bought. A young kid anywhere who has dreams and aspirations of buying your mom a house one day, that's one of the ultimate I've made it goals. And I was always out of town, so yeah, we all moved in together for a few years. But I have my own house. Thank you very much. How about your biggest aha moment? When I realized that money won't make you happy, will not. As a person who has checked off a lot of things on my list that I can literally remember being like, if I just had that, I'll be cool. I've learned it's about the journey because you're always going to get someplace and be like, what's next? What's your perfect date night? The freedom to go wherever I wanted in public, not worry about paparazzi. Enjoy somebody's company, go for a drive, dope playlist, drive somewhere just for dessert. I'm definitely a movie guy, and then I'd ride the vibe for the rest of the night. Which personality traits do you find most important for a relationship? Sense of humor, true understanding, because an actor's life is not conducive to a relationship. It's really not. Somebody that's nourishing. I've got a list. That's probably why my ass is still single. But yeah, it's a list. Any deal breakers? Just somebody that's not truthful. If my family gets a bad vibe on you, I think that's a big one. Because if I got to choose, you're going to lose every time. What are the sexiest parts of a woman's body? Oh man, that's tough. It's like lips, teeth, mouth. I think I've paid more attention to eyes of late. With these masks, I love a woman's hips, thighs, hands, and feet. And what order you go, that's a totally different question. Do you see yourself as a husband and father in the future? Yes, I do. Having people who are married around me, running theme is, you know when you know. And it's one of the most frustrating things to hear as somebody who's single. I kind of thought I knew 4 or 5 times, and that didn't really work out too well for me. But I have that faith that one day, yes, I want children. I want a wife. It's kind of tough right now when I guess my first choice is always work. But having a family is definitely important. How have you been inspired? By our community leaders, peers, and just the culture as a whole who have refused to sit down. Hashtag Change Hollywood, which my production company worked on alongside the organization Color of Change, is about creating a step-by-step roadmap to inclusion and safety in Hollywood. Helping to craft the future and help the next generation is what makes me most proud. What do you hope your legacy will be? I've always wanted to leave behind something that would last longer than my physical body would. Inspiring is so vague. Looking at two people in particular that had a real impact on me, in Kobe Bryant and Chadwick Boseman. You always look at your own mortality after something like that. The impact they've had on people in this world is truly incredible. To move that and push that ball forward is really important. That's kind of what I want my legacy to be. His first time. First crush, this girl named Megan. I was in the third grade. First kiss, that was Megan. In between the lunchroom and the stairwell on the first floor. Right there in the stairwell. First nickname, my middle name, Bakari. And then when I started acting and stuff, they called me Hollywood. Now it's Mike. First major purchase, a home for myself and my family. The same house. First car. First car was a BMW 330 CI stick shift. I was 16. First pickup line. I don't know if I ever had pickup lines. I used to stick my tongue out at a girl just stupid as dot, dot, dot. I don't know. I was a kid. Leave me alone. Michael fills in the blanks. I have an irrational fear of snakes. People would be surprised to know that I cook. I love driving. I love anime. I always compliment a woman on her smile. My worst habit is I don't check my email. If you want to hide something from me, put it in an email for sure. I'm self-conscious about my beard. If I had a superpower, it'd probably be teleportation. I'm handy enough around the house to fix a squeaky door, blow the leaves. I do have a toolbox. IKEA is a friend of mine, so you know we get things done. Continuing this section on the sexiest man alive for 2020, Men of the Year. These stars make 2020 worth remembering. The people have spoken. Readers exercise their right to vote by picking their favorites in our annual online poll. First is Chris Evans. Like many people in 2020, Chris Evans has come to realize he can go a very long time without human interaction. He jokes. The self-described homebody, 39, nevertheless had a busy schedule. He launched a bipartisan political engagement website, a starting point, and joined Instagram, where he quickly racked up more than 7 million followers. These days, the star is feeling hopeful about what lies ahead. I try not to think too far into the future, because for me, it can turn into worry. But I'd like a wife and kids, he admits. I like the idea of a very simple existence with simple pleasures. Harry Styles. When the 26-year-old singer dropped his second solo album, Fine Line, in late 2019, he told Rolling Stone it was all about having sex and feeling sad. Leaving heartbreak behind, Styles, who has a starring role in Olivia Wilde's upcoming film, Don't Worry, Darling, brought joy to his fans this year with the sensual music video for his hit, Watermelon Sugar, his first song to go number one in America. Next is Trevor Noah. The Daily Show host, 36, has been getting through 2020 with his sense of humor intact. I believe in the importance of jokes, he said. I will never lose that. While Noah is in no rush to return to the studio and stop doing his show from his New York City apartment, where he typically dons a t-shirt and hoodie, the South African comedian admitted there is something wonderful about putting on a suit. Kevin Costner. His Paramount Network drama series, Yellowstone, may have dominated in the ratings this year, but the Oscar winner, 65, is happiest when he sees one of his seven children succeed. You know what it's like to stand up and just cheer? I can't do that because that looks not so cool, Costner said, joking. But inside, I'm beaming for every success they have. Next is Maluma. In August, the Colombian singer-songwriter, 26, surprised fans with Papi Juancho, his fifth studio album, while the music video for his runaway hit, Hawaii, has racked up more than 462 million views on YouTube. To stay zen in 2020, I built a meditation room in my apartment in Miami, says Maluma, who stars in the upcoming rom-com Marry Me. It's a way to block out the noise in your mind. Lakeith Stanfield, the uncut gems and Sorry to Bother You actor, 29, will next lend his voice to Yasuki, an anime series in which he stars as the African Samari of the same name. Paul Rudd. In September, the actor and comedian, 51, took part in New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's national Mask Up American campaign by portraying a colorful millennial in a hysterical video that quickly went viral. So has he learned anything about himself during the pandemic? It doesn't take much to make me happy, he says. Steve Kornacki, the MSNBC national political correspondent, 41, turned election analysis into an online sensation, with hashtag KornackIThirst even winning over celebrity fans like Christy Teigen. Ryan Seacrest, the host, 45, is called to 3+ years he's hosted Live with Kelly and Ryan, alongside Kelly Ripa, Our Therapy. William Zabka, reprising his Karate Kid role of Johnny for the series Cobra Kai, now on Netflix, has been an amazing reconnection, Zabka, 55, has said. Darren Barnett, in Quarantine, the Never Have I Ever star, 29, learned life's all about being more present and not taking people for granted, he says. I think it's really important. Brad Pitt, the actor, 56, said he was gobsmacked when he won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar this year for his role as stuntman Cliff Booth in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I got friends. I got lovely kids. I like my coffee. I like my dogs, Pitt says. I've got no complaints. Next is The Weeknd. I think people say your 30s are your best years because you're becoming the person you're supposed to be. The 30-year-old R&B singer, born Abel Tesfaye, said earlier this year, his long-awaited fourth studio album, After Hours, topped the charts for 4 straight weeks, and he'll headline the 2021 Super Bowl halftime show, but he feels like my career is just starting. Paul Mescal, despite catapulting into the spotlight with his gripping performance in Hulu's romantic drama, Normal People, which earned him an Emmy nomination, the Irish actor, 24, still enjoys life's simple pleasures. I love exercise, watching television, reading, fairly generic and probably boring, but that's me. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, filming nude scenes for his role on HBO's Watchmen, which won him an Emmy this year for Outstanding Supporting Actor, was quite liberating, quote unquote. Abdul-Mateen, 34, has said, acting without clothes is a little like acting when you're exhausted. When I'm tired, I do my best work. Manny Jacinto. He played a lovable dummy of a character on NBC's hit series, The Good Place. Off screen, he has admitted, I get a lot of comments on my cheekbones. Next up, the Philippines native, 33, joins Tom Cruise in Top Gun Maverick. Dr. Elvis Francois. Francois, 35, known as the singing surgeon, went viral in March with a video of him crooning Imagine while on break at Minnesota's Mayo Clinic. His follow-up EP benefited healthcare workers fighting COVID-19. There's no way we get through this unless we get through this together. Stephen Colbert. From covering the election to being serenaded by Dolly Parton, the Late Show host, 56, hasn't held back when it comes to showing his emotions, proving that it's okay and attractive to reveal your softer side. Colbert even joked that he had an inside edge on the title of Sexiest Man Alive. I sensed a power vacuum in the sexy sphere. Robert Pattinson, the star of Tenet, didn't use quarantine to shape up for the Batman, in which he'll take on the role of Bruce Wayne. If you're working out all the time, you're part of the problem, said Pattinson, 34. Even James Dean. He wasn't exactly ripped. John David Washington, the former football running back turned actor, 36, got his action hero fix this year, starring in the thriller Tenet. But his vision for the future is clear. In 10 years, I would like to be married with kids. Family is incredibly important to me, and I'm excited to build my own. I'd also like to have Bojangles' food truck built into my backyard. Dwayne Johnson, People's former Sexiest Man Alive, 48, lives each day to the fullest. My favorite time of day is before the sun rises and our babies are still sleeping, he says of his wife, Lauren Hashian, and their two daughters. I can get great productive work done in my office, and of course I love when they call for me on the baby monitors. Then it's breakfast time. And at night, that's when the babies are asleep and it's Netflix and chill time with me and Lauren and a glass of Terramana, he says with a nod to his tequila brand. I'll say no more before I get in trouble. Lucas Bravo. He won over hearts as Emily in Paris's already spoken for love interest Gabriel on the hit Netflix show. But in reality, Bravo, 32, insists his own life in the City of Light is really quiet and chill, he says. I have a small, close group of friends. We kind of live behind closed doors like cavemen. This is a surprising one. Dr. Anthony Fauci. As director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the husband and father of three adult daughters, 79, was solidified as a household name when he was impersonated by Brad Pitt on SNL in honor of his tireless crusade to help the country battle the coronavirus pandemic. And yes, we saw the petition to name him the sexiest man alive. Pedro Pascal. The Mandalorian actor, who is cloaked by a face shield and has TV's cutest co-star, Baby Yoda, has gotten by lately with a little help from his friends. What would have been a text turns into a three-hour conversation, says Pascal, 45, of the way his relationships have deepened since the pandemic began. I felt grateful all of these friendships were there. Chris Rock, the comedian and recent star of Fargo, 55, used his time at home to learn to swim. And as a result, my body's in better shape than it's ever been, says Rock, who also cut sugar from his diet. Long term, I hope my kids are healthy and I'm with somebody who's crazy about me, says a father of two. Nothing is more important. Matt Bomer. With Netflix's hit film adaptation of the 2018 Broadway revival of The Boys in the Band, Bomer, 43, credited his co-stars for making him a stronger person, he said, and they made me love and accept myself a little more. Penn Badgley, fresh off the second season of Netflix thriller You, the actor, 34, now has an upcoming podcast series, Pod Crushed, about middle school relationships. Luckily, he's matured since his own young adult days. At 12, I always wondered when my six-pack was going to start showing and when I would meet a stripper I could marry, he has said. Andrew Cuomo. His COVID-19 briefings garnered national attention, making the New York Governor 62, politics' most eligible bachelor. "Still, no one has asked me for a date," he quips. Justin Bieber. While his latest album, Changes, exploded on TikTok, the singer, 26, is looking forward to milestones with wife Haley. "I want to start my own family," he has said. Jonathan Majors. Since breaking through this year with roles in HBO's Lovecraft Country and Netflix's The Five Bloods, the Yale School of Drama grad, 31, feels lucky to have a special lady in his life who's cheered him on along the way. "Sometimes on set, I can hear my mother screaming, 'Go, J-Bo,'" he says. Another section of this Sexiest Man Alive, the people have spoken. Readers exercise their right to vote by picking their favorites in our annual online poll. Sexiest star who kept us smiling. The winner, John Krasinski, 41. The actor launched some good news on YouTube because he's been desperately seeking my fix of positive stories. The runners-up, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Trevor Noah, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Sexiest small screen star, winner Jensen Ackles, or Ackles. He's 42. On November 19th, he wrapped 15 years on his TV series Supernatural. It's a bit of a unicorn to have a show that runs this long. And the runners-up, James Marsden, Jared Padalecki, William Jackson Harper, and Jovan Adepo. Sexiest royal. The winner, Prince Harry, 36. Archie's dad went through huge changes this year, leaving behind life as a senior working royal and moving to Santa Barbara with his wife, Meghan Markle. The runners-up, Prince Carl Philip, Prince William, Prince Mateen, and Prince Felix. Need to take a really quick break. We've reached the halfway point of the hour. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Joanne Seiler, and this is People Magazine. And we're reading about the sexiest men for 2020, and these are the ones that regular people voted for. To continue, sexiest international man, winner, John Jungkook. 23, skyrocketing to worldwide fame, made BTS's youngest member realize I should think twice before I do anything. The runners-up, Matthew Rhys, Dan Levy, Keith Urban, and Paul Mescal. Sexiest new dad, winner, Joe Jonas, 31. The Jonas Brothers singer and his wife, actress Sophie Turner, welcomed their first child, daughter Willa, in July. The runners-up, Zayn Malik, Joshua Jackson, Ed Sheeran, and Artem Chigvinsky. Sorry about the pronunciations on some of these. Sexiest happily settled guy. The winner, Ryan Reynolds, 44. The actor may tease wife, Blake Lively, online, but he called quarantining with her and their three daughters amazing. The runners-up, Seth Rogen, Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, and Keanu Reeves. Sexiest sports star. Winner, Patrick Mahomes, 25. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback followed up a Super Bowl win by proposing to girlfriend Brittany Matthews. They're also expecting a baby girl. Runners-up, Brooks Koepka, Sean McVay, Blake Griffin, and Noah Syndergaard. Sexiest brothers. The winners, Liam, 30, and Chris Hemsworth, 37. The younger Aussie has teased, "We're looking to do a film together." The runners-up, Andrew and Chris, sorry, Andrew and Chris Cuomo, Chris and Scott Evans, Oliver Hudson and Wyatt Russell, Nick, Joe, and Kevin Jonas. Sexiest Netflix Heartthrob, winner Noah Centineo, 24. I don't know where it comes from. The star of To All the Boys I've Loved Before has said of his character's charm. The runners-up, Taylor Zachar Perez, Darren Barnett, Chase Stokes, and Jordan Fisher. Sexiest Social Media Star, winner Shawn Mendes, 22. A mix of steamy shirtless snaps and sweet puppy posts earned the comedian wonder singer more than 56 million Instagram followers. The runners-up, Tyler Cameron, Jason Derulo, Justin Bieber, and Jake Gyllenhaal. This next article I couldn't resist. I love dogs. A sexy man's best Insta-famous friend. Talk about a rabid following. These hot guys have dogs with a fan base all their own. There's a photo of Nick Jonas, 28, with Gino Chopra Jonas at GINOTHEGERMAN. Many Hollywood stars are hesitant to put their kids in the spotlight. But Jonas and his wife, Priyanka Chopra, 38, are basically stage parents, jokes a singer about raising their three pups, Gino, a German Shepherd, Diana, a Chihuahua, and Panda, an Australian Shepherd Husky mix, all of whom have their own Instagram accounts. Gino leads the pack with more than 320,000 followers.